For January 28th, we take as our scriptures Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 and 10, when Jonah calls Nineveh to repent. Psalm 62, verses 5 to 12, be still and wait for God. And finally, from Mark 1, verses 14 to 20, when Jesus calls the fishermen Simon, Andrew, James, and John. A group of people from all of our congregations met in November, and we had conversations about how we live out our calling to be God's people in today's world, what pieces we have in our faith lives now that we need to keep, and what pieces we have that we really need to let go of. What should we begin with so that we can move forward as vibrant people of God? Out of those conversations came some requests for better communication among ourselves and into our community, for recorded reflections, to explore ways of bringing more technology to connect us, to work together. In response to some of those identified needs, I have been better at updating the website to keep it current, and in doing so I realized that it could be helpful to name what my worship theme would be for each week. It's not usual for me to try and carry a theme through multiple weeks. Typically, as I work with the scriptures and the news of the week, something tends to unfold that speaks to me, and there we are. In trying to step back and hear what the scriptures say for me weeks ahead, I find that I am more conscious of listening to them, and more conscious of how the world around me impacts how I hear them. So far this year, our themes have been clearly based on the relationship between God and us. What is it that God wants us to do? How are we doing it? We had God's voice, our choice. God's voice, our answer. And today our theme is, God calls, are you in? Mark's Gospel was the earliest of the four Gospels, and one of its central themes is that of discipleship. Mark tried to show what it is, or what it should be, when we are involved in being a follower of Jesus within the Christian church. In the story from Mark, we see Jesus inviting the first disciples, fishermen, to join him in spreading the news of God's love. This story is placed after Jesus' baptism, when he publicly dedicates himself to God's work in the world. After the 40 days in the desert, where he thought about how this work would be lived, and all the challenges that he needed to overcome. And after we hear that John the Baptist has been arrested. We don't know from Mark's story whether Jesus had spoken to these men before. We don't know if they had previously indicated that they were willing to go with him. We don't know if the violent arrest of John helped them to decide that now was the time to stand for God. Come with me, Jesus said. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of fish. There is that invitation. God's knowledge that these men had gifts to offer to Jesus' work. Perhaps it was immense patience. Perhaps it was that they were storytellers, what fisherman isn't good at that. Perhaps it was that they had the strength, courage, and determination that would be needed to stand for justice and love in a world that was violent and unpredictable. What we do know is that Jesus invited, and they accepted the invitation. They chose to be all in for God, not to stand on the shoreline and wait, but to move into the waves and the storms of life with Jesus to guide them and show them the way. Jonah wasn't an all-in kind of guy. The story that we share today is the follow-up to the whale story that we were all expecting. In that story, God says, Jonah, I have a task for you. Jonah said, no, I'm too scared to do that, and ran away from God. It didn't work. After a short time out in the belly of a whale, God said to Jonah, I have a task for you. And this time he went. With the skills that God knew he had for the job, he accomplished the task that God gave him. In his continuing story, we learn that Jonah continued to doubt. He continued to forget that God was with him and that God knew he could do the work. Yet, even knowing that Jonah would much rather run than stay, God never gave up. God kept loving Jonah and giving him opportunities to be God's work in the world. What is it that turns us into Jonah? Resisting God's invitation to make the world a better place. Putting our own self-preservation first before helping others. Doubting that God knows us and what we can do better than we know ourselves. In the world this week, we have seen children rescued from abusive parents. We have seen people feel the consequence of knowing that they have missed opportunities to be justice in the world. We have seen people, again, victims of violence that could have been prevented if someone had stood up instead of standing back. We have heard words of provocation and hatred where there could have been words of justice, of kindness, of love. We may have missed the story of someone standing up for children in distress. We may have missed the strength that solidarity has given someone to stand up for themselves. We may have missed the dedication of a dad coming from around the world to make it home in time to see his baby being born. In all of these circumstances, many people have had the opportunity to hear God's invitation to be all in, to drop what they were doing so that they could stand up for others, so that they could share and be God's love in the world. What is it that reminds us that we are disciples, ready to move to and how God needs us to be as God's love and compassion and care in God's world? What is it that brings us to those moments where we have to decide if we're in or we're not for God? The writer of the psalm reminds us to trust in God, to remember that we are loved by God and that God teaches us how to be part of loving the world, if we are listening. Jesus stands on the shoreline of life, inviting us to drop what we are focused on and to choose to follow God into the storms, into the upheaval, and to learn how to say what needs to be said to bring peace to a world in need. Come with me, said Jesus, says God. God calls each of us. Are you in?